Big game. Big games in December, something you're used to. I mean, what's the message to this team going into this final stretch of 3 games?
Just trying to get hot, at the right time. You know, every game from here on out is a playoff game. You know, you got to play a game at a time. You can't look forward to who's after that or anything like that. So just play game by game, week by week.
What do you see from Jay Cutler on film, maybe from the beginning of the year till now?
Well, Jay has weapons, and when Jay has weapons, you know, I've seen in the past, he's able to make some big plays. He just gets it in their hands, and they're able to create some big plays for him. So, you know, we're aware of the weapons that they have, you know, the receivers, the tight end, the back playing well. They got it all right now, and, you know, we're just trying to go out there and play fundamentally sound football, and you know, it's going to be a challenge for us.
In your career, I think Jay only beat you one time in Green Bay. What worked against him?
I don't know, man. It's kind of one of those things. I think we just had their number. And I guess it helps we had, you know, 12 also, but, I don't know. You know, we just played some pretty well football against him, and, but we know what he's capable of doing. Like I said, when he has weapons, you know, I don't know, 1 year he had a ton of weapons, on the outside, running game, tight end. He was really good. So we just got to be ready for that.
How tough does it make it? They've got the running game going with Drake, and then you've got Jarvis Landry and some of those guys to really zero in on one area.
Anytime you play a team, week by week, you got to stop the run, and they're running the ball pretty well right now. You can't, you know, you got to go into a game, make them one dimensional. You got to shut down the run, and we understand that. But it's gonna be a tough task. They are running the ball well. And they are throwing the ball pretty well, too. They got weapons, like I said. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us.
I know you respect them like anybody else, but how much does that win over New England get your attention a little bit more?
Well, it's a big win for them. They had a big win before that game, too. So, you know, they're playing pretty well right now. But it is the NFL. You never know what could happen. Week to week, you got to play your A game or else someone's going to come and upset you. So I'm sure we'll be the underdog again at home this week. And That's the way we like it.
As a team, you guys voted Jordan Ed Block Courage Award.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I knew coming in, it didn't take this whole season for me to realize what type of player he you know he was and person off the field. You know, I knew him coming into the season, so you know I was able to realize you know what happened in the past. You know, in the past season when he was you know injured and all that stuff, and how much he had to do to get back. So you know, I'm happy for him, and like I said. I knew that coming into this season. It didn't take, you know, 15 weeks for me to realize that. I appreciate everything he does, just the way he brings himself every day to work, ready to get better, make his teammates better, even off the field, just being smart, being a competitor. You know, I appreciate everything he does for myself and this football team.